Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
All right, let's do this. Fresh off an all-star break and a wonderful all-star weekend in beautiful Los Angeles. Magic set to play tomorrow. They're off today, but believe it or not, we did get some new good news. We'll talk about that. We'll talk with the one and only Richie Adubato. Hey, he helped coach an NBA All-Star game. We'll ask him his thoughts on this weekend's festivities and what's going on with this Magic team. They got some healthy guys back. How do you implement them? All that and more coming up here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Hey, Dante's out. That means you're stuck with me today. But the good news is, if you have not heard his podcast, why don't you go to iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. All you got to do is search Orlando Magic Pod Squad. Subscribe, rate, review, listen, and then share it with all your friends. It encounters a host of characters, most notably Dante, Jeff Turner, David Steele, as well as the one and only George Galante. Subscribe, rate, repeat. Okay, I've had enough of this. Magic have not played in what seems like an eternity. They've had a week off due to the NBA All-Star festivities, and I thought none other. We would bring the man, the myth, the legend, the guy that knows everything about NBA basketball, college basketball, the WNBA. He is the coach, Richie Adubato. Coach, how's it going?
Aaron, not bad.
Yeah?
Not bad. Getting ready after a nice break, getting ready to go back to work.
Coach, what are your thoughts on this week-long NBA All-Star break that we have? Because when you were coaching, you never got a week. It was like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a new philosophy. As you all know, they've done away with 4 games in 5 nights. They tried to cut down some of the schedule, which hopefully will prevent injuries and put a better product on the floor so that these guys are ready to play. So I think it was a pretty good idea. And I think it'll benefit us as we go along. We got about 25 or 26 more games left, I think. Nice break. Everybody enjoyed it. No question about it.
Oh, absolutely. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I actually got to go home and spend some time back home. It was wonderful. Now, Coach, I know this is something, and we always love story time with Richie Adubato, but you were on that coaching staff with Brian Hill in the 1994 NBA All-Star game. And then I know that you said you watched this past weekend's NBA All-Star game. How much has the game changed, and what were some of the stories that you had from coaching in that game?
Well, first of all, I mean, it was a big thrill. It was Brian Hill. I was his assistant. We also had Tree Rollins and Tom Stirner. A thrill in this regard. I started coaching high school, JV high school, then varsity high school, freshman coach in college, head coach in college, assistant in the NBA, all the way up the ladder. When you start coaching high school, you teach guys how to shoot, you teach them how to pass, you teach them how to post up, and all the fundamentals of the game. To stand up, the 2 days before the game, brief practices, of course. And I was lucky because I had Coach Patrick Ewing and Shaq and Penny and Tyrone Hill, who were all on the teams. But when you looked around the room and you saw Grant Hill and Reggie Miller and, all the great players that were there, it was just a thrill to think that, you know, it was a while ago when you were just coaching high school guys and you're in front of the best players in the world that year. So it was a tremendous thrill. But the game itself, from a coaching standpoint,
I was going to say, did you actually do any coaching, or you just tell these guys to go out and play?
No, we ran through a few basic plays, and we took it from what everybody runs. I mean, if you look throughout the league, you'll see that most teams run similar stuff. So we tried to hit a happy medium and let them play. I mean, you know, for the most part, a lot of simple continuity, a lot of pick and rolls, movement and stuff like that. But we did want to have like a play at the end if it was close, you know, and things like that. But when you coach a team like this, it's a big thrill, but it's for the fans. The fans that come there come to see all of these great players. A lot of times they don't get to see a lot of games, or this is their first game and it's a great thrill. And so the game is played that way. They go up and down earlier. Very little defense played. You're just watching guys, make great moves, dunks, 3-point shots, fantastic athletes like they are. And, you know, usually the game goes like that. So for the most part, from a coaching standpoint, you're just managing people, just making sure everybody gets their minutes and plays their time periods and does everything like that. But it's just a thrill to have, you know, to be there. That's what it is. And for the fans, that's what they love to see. So except for that game, most of the times I go and watch the All-Star game. I turn it on maybe in the beginning for introductions just to see the different individuals. But then I'll turn it back on with about 3 minutes to go, see if it's close and see if everybody's going to tighten up and play defense and make it a game. But this new format to me was a terrific idea, a great idea. We give kudos to the commissioner for coming up with this, you know, and as you know, okay, LeBron and Steph were selected as the captains of the team.
Yep.
After they were made and then they made the picks. Okay. Which was very, very interesting to me because there are a lot of side things that go on with this. Just to bring up one, Curry took his Golden State teammates, Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. But they didn't have their main guy, Kevin Durant, because LeBron had taken him. So, there was a lot of things that went on that people were anxious to see. Great players that play against each other, even though they're teammates, they're all terrific competitors. They're all going out there and playing really hard.
Absolutely.
Very, very hard. And that's what I liked about that, Aaron, was the fact that right from the start, I mean, it was a 2-point game at halftime or whatever. You know, we went down to the wire and every guy was playing hard and it was just fun to watch because of that, because you knew that they were giving it their all. And you can't go any deeper into the game until the final. Let's say this. LeBron was MVP, as you know. Okay.
Yep.
And he should have been. I mean, he did everything like he usually does. And then he hit the big three in the game. But the most interesting thing, because you know there were going to be a lot of side effects in this game, was the fact that before the game, when they talked to when they talked to Kevin Durant, they said, well, you're not playing with your guys. What do you think of that? He said, I'll be ready to stop them if necessary. Okay, was a quote that I thought was terrific. And then as it boils down to the last plays of the game, as you know, down three, they're going to go to Stephen Curry, the best in the league, right?
Yep.
And Durant was all over him, and so was LeBron. He can dribble, and I seen him break LeBron's legs with a dribble not too long ago in a game and lay it up. But these two great players at 7 foot and 6'10" that were on him, they weren't going to let him get away with that dribble. He put on three of his great ones, the spins through his legs, wherever else he can put the ball and get away from you. But then as a result, he just couldn't get the shot off, which we all know if he gets it off, it's a good chance it was tied. But he couldn't get off those two guys. I thought it was ironic that, it just came down to that. Like Durant had said, well, in the end, it doesn't matter. We'll make the defensive play.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right now, talk with the one and only Richie Adubato here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Magic off tonight. They are back in action tomorrow night when they welcome in New York's Knicks. We'll get to that in the second segment. But real quick, Richie, here, we got about 2 minutes left to go in this first segment. I wanted to ask you, just going back to that All-Star game that it was you, Brian Hill, Tree Rollins, what is it like to manage personalities? And you mentioned, when it gets down to the crunch time, you usually have one guy that you can give the basketball to and go get you a shot and get you a bucket when you really need it. In that type of game, you've got 8 or 9 guys that are used to doing that for their team. How do you manage that as a coach?
Well, you're exactly right. But the factor is, as you saw, they had starters and then they have guys that come off the bench. So even in the game that was just played, the starters were started the game naturally. And then at the end, those five guys were back on the floor. And then, you just play basketball. You try to get somebody a good shot like you do normally. You have somebody set a pick and pop, and then you've got space up shooters all around so that, it went to LeBron. That wasn't, difficult, but you had anybody else you could have gone to. So if you're defending this situation, it is very, very difficult, as you know, because you've got five all-stars on the floor and they're not there because they can't make big shots. So it's just a matter of whatever play you put in or whether continuity set you're running as to who comes up with the open shot. And for the most part, they usually play very unselfish in that situation. If it's that close, and there haven't been that many, but you saw it the other day where they had the ball in the hands of the star player or one of the two star players that would create for himself or create for somebody else.
Absolutely. Right now, talking with Richie Adubato. Richie, we do have to duck in a quick break, so we're going to take a pause. We're going to put this on hold, and when we return, I want to get your question or get your answers on what this Magic team is going to deal with now that they got a couple of guys coming back into the frame, most notably Nick Vucevic and Aaron Gordon. We'll talk about that on the other side of this break. You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Unlike other jewelry stores, at International Diamond Center, nobody's paid on commission.
We don't believe in the commission structure.
That's IDC owner Keith LeClaire.
I don't want my people to look at you when you walk in the door and they see a dollar sign and how much am I going to get this person for? I don't want my customers to be gotten. I want my customers to be protected.
International Diamond Center, where transparency and honesty come first.
I want you to make sure you're getting what you paid for.
International Diamond Center.
The best quality diamond for the best price, period.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Give your child a spring break to remember with an Orlando Magic Youth Basketball Camp presented by United Healthcare.
Fournier curls out right side.
Oh, ball right between the eyes.
Viva la France!
Expert coaches from the National Basketball Academy instruct boys and girls ages 6 to 17 through fun and exciting drills, live games, and skill development stations. Every camper also receives a t-shirt and a ticket to a Magic home game. Register your child for a spring break camp now at orlandomagic.com/youth.
It would be definitely a different second part of the season for us. We've almost like all these new guys. You know, I feel like I haven't played with them in 2 years. So it's definitely going to feel good to have them back. Can't wait, man. To be honest, I can't wait.
That is the voice of Evan Fournier. Magic have 25 games left, but really when you look at the general scope of this season, they've probably only played about 15 games with their entire contingent of players. That's going to change as guys begin to come back. They come back, they're healthy. Most notably, Nick Vucevic and Aaron Gordon, both of which Aaron has not played since January 27th. Vuce has not been in a contest since December 23rd. Both of those guys are back in action tomorrow night as the Magic host the New York Knicks. And I want to welcome back the one and only Richie Adubato. And I guess, Richie, a tough thing for this Magic team and certainly head coach Frank Vogel right now, when I think about it, is, well, let's be honest, while this team has lost 3 straight basketball games, I thought overall collectively over the course of their last 10, they've played better basketball. Everything has been moving. They've played more with the pass. And I think a lot of that has been with DJ Augustine at the point. But I guess my question to you is, Nick Vucevic and Aaron Gordon, both these guys have been out well over a month. I mean, in Nick's case, it's really 2. How hard is it to bring guys back into the fray and just expect everything to mesh well? These guys have played together, but a month, 2 months in the middle of an NBA season, that's a lot of time to miss.
Well, there's no question about it. Anytime people are out with injuries, then there'll be an adjustment period. And then, of course, the longer the injury, the more difficult an injury they had, the longer it takes for them to get back. I think that they've been doing a good job with the physical therapist. They've been doing a good job with their assistant coaches in rounding them out and trying to get them in as good shape as possible. Of course, it's different, but when you talk about getting into the game situation where the intensity level is a lot higher. But I'm sure that they've worked very hard in the weight room and very hard with the conditioning drills to get them ready. as far as mentally being challenged when you get into the game, I mean, for the most part, it's more conditioning. You adjust very, very quickly. These guys have played basketball their whole life, and they've been involved in a long season. But there is a time period. So you have to watch their minutes, which I'm sure that Frank will have his assistant coaches watching very carefully, so just keeping a check on the guys and seeing, because you know, they're gonna start off really good. They're gonna run out of gas fast. So the big thing with them is to make sure that you tell them you're gonna get them out, and you'll give them a break periodically, and then you'll get them back in, just so you can build up their confident level and build up their conditioning.
From a rotation standpoint, as far as a head coach, that changes everything for Frank Vogel too, right? Because over the course of the last 10, 15 games that they've played without Aaron Gordon, he's gotten used to a certain type of guys that'll come in certain situations, and he's had to learn to also play without Nick Vucevic. How hard is that from a rotation standpoint for Frank Vogel to adapt to?
Well, it's hard, but it's one I'm sure he's going to enjoy, okay, because he does have Vucevic back, okay, who's our number one scorer, I mean, more or less our double-double guy, who's like a big leader on this team, and so he'll try to squeeze as much of that talent out as he can. As far as playing the game, I think you're okay with that. Like I say, it's more conditioning than anything, and when the rotations it's just a matter of, you've got star players coming in, starting players. So you're going to play them as much as you can, understanding that they still need to be watched as far as the amount of minutes that they play. But you know, you're going to get back to enjoying the fact that you have a Gordon and you have Vucevic on the floor, and hopefully, and sometimes I'll tell you, sometimes guys come off, like an injury or whatever, and the first game they play terrific. there's no guarantee on how they're going to play that particular night, but you do just have to watch their condition, and hopefully mentally they're going to adjust, because they're veteran players. You got veteran star players. They'll be able to step in and play, just as long as you make sure that you're giving them the proper rest. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just going to say, from another technical standpoint, you know, this Magic team is really, I thought, over the course of the last couple of games, played with the pass much better, and they're finding the open man, and I think that's been a result of why we've seen so much energized basketball. Now you implement two guys in Nick Vucevic and Aaron Gordon, who are not, they're not ball-dominant guys, but those are guys that require a lot of shots. How does that change the way this Magic team has played over the last couple of games, where I thought they've played really well collectively as a unit?
Well, I think they watch the games too. They see what goes on. They understand. They got pretty good. Both of them have pretty good basketball IQ. They'll understand that there'll still be some plays in there that they've run. In fact, they're still running the continuity offense. There's still a lot of movement, and there's still a lot of pick and roll and pick and pops involved in it. We don't post up a great deal. We'll post up Vooch once. So, I mean, they'll be able to fit in. They've been watching. They'll be able to see. And hopefully, it'll be a situation where they'll recover quickly in regard to the style of play. Only because they've been out of it, because they were playing that style. And of course, you always have to incorporate some game for Vooch and some game for Evan Fournier. Those two guys, that can come back. That's like riding a bike with those guys. And you may do that after timeouts. Timeouts, you may go to the plays that they're used to running, and then have them do continuity all the rest of the time, and just work their ways inside and under out of bounds. You've got timeouts. You can make some special calls there just to review everything. So there's some things you can do, but it's made. It'll be an adjustment, and I think that they've been watching the game, so they recognize that this style has been very good for us. We're playing a lot better. But also now we may have some clutch guys at the end that we can go to that can maybe pull some of these late games out.
I was going to say, and you've seen guys kind of take on roles that I don't think you expected them to see, most notably Mario Hezonja. How does this change what he's done over the last week and a half. I thought people were very encouraged at what they saw. And Richie, we only got about 60 seconds, but how does this affect what Mario Hezonja has done?
He's been starting. He's been getting his minutes. I don't know who's going to start tonight, but I mean, the big thing is that you keep him on a roll because, as we all know, because he's gaining his confidence. We know he has a lot of talent. He's a great athlete. He can shoot the ball. He's learning how to play in the NBA. And as he's getting more time, he's getting better. So, they'll have to be very careful with that. And I'm sure they will try to keep him on this roll. The guys that are coming back, they're not going to play the kind of minutes they normally play anyway. So you work that in, and then as you go along, it works its way out.
Now, Richie, you got a show right after this one. Tell our listeners what they can expect, but you only got about 15 seconds, so you got to do it fast.
Who? New York?
No, your show tonight.
My show is at Graffiti Junction over there in Longwood. It's Kids Eat Free, a tremendous place as a sports bar. We give away a lot of Magic stuff, and especially for the kids, things that they would enjoy and they can bring home. And we're there from 6 o'clock until 8:30, quarter to 9.
Awesome. Sounds good. There. Thanks so much, Richie. Right. We got to bounce. Great. Thanks for joining us. Okay. That does it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
With the Orlando Magic Fast Break Pass, you can take advantage of tremendous deals like the Papa John's Buzzer Beater. Sign up online to get text alerts with great offers to buy last-minute Magic tickets at unbelievable prices, all from your smartphone, all season long.
Blocked by Vucevic. Big right hand said, nope, knocked it away from him, never got to the rim.
It's easy, it's convenient, and it's pure magic. The Papa John's Buzzer Beater, the best pass for Orlando Magic basketball. Sign up now at OrlandoMagic.com/buzzerbeater.